shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio. Inspiring, life-changing radio.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon. To present the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mumbra Tailash. Let's take a look at the headlines. Jesus Affairs Prophetic and Deliverance Ministries resident pastor urges clergy to always seek God. Zambia Police clarifies on alleged bias towards ruling party cadres. In foreign news, Nigerian army frees 360 people abducted by Boko Haram. And in sports, Chivuta and Muitra picks Portugal, Spain as favorites for the global title. And now the news in detail. Vice President Mtale Nalumango says Zambia remains on high alert following the outbreak of Ebola in neighboring Democratic Republic of the Congo. Mrs. Nalumango says government has put in place the necessary measures to ensure the country is fully prepared to respond to any potential threat posed by the disease. She disclosed that suspected Ebola cases that were recently investigated in the country tested negative for the virus, providing reassurance that no confirmed cases have been recorded so far. The Vice President has urged members of the public to seek immediate medical attention if they suspect they have been exposed to Ebola or have been in contact with a suspected patient. Mrs. Nalumango says government, through the Ministry of Health, remains committed to safeguarding the health and well-being of citizens by strengthening surveillance and preparedness measures. Government has called on the corporate sector, cooperating partners, financial institutions, as well as members of the public to support efforts aimed at preserving Zambia's cultural heritage through traditional ceremonies. Speaking during the Luanza traditional ceremony fundraising event in Joma, Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Tourism, Mr. Evans Mohanga, says traditional ceremonies play a key role in promoting national unity, cultural identity, tourism and economic growth. Mr. Mohanga commended the Hamusonda Royal Establishment and the Luanza Organizing Committee for their continued efforts in preserving and promoting the cultural heritage of the people of Wangwa. He noted that the annual Luanza traditional ceremony will be held from July 10th to 12th, 2026 at Hamwala Arenza in Monze District. Now, the Zambia Police Service has clarified the recent arrest made following a clash between members of the Tonse Alliance and the UPND in Chawama on Friday, amid public speculation that the police acted in a biased manner. Speaking in an exclusive interview with One Love Radio News, Zambia Police Service spokesperson Godfrey Chilabi says the arrests were based on complaints that were formally reported to the police at the time of the incident. Mr. Chilabi explains that it was the UPND that lodged complaints which were subsequently verified through police investigations. He says police did not receive any complaints from the other party, which has also alleged that its members were attacked during the confrontation, stressing that the statement issued by the police reflected the information and complaints that had been received and verified at the particular time.
So with regards to Chawama, we saw people criticizing the police that the police were one-sided. Yes, we could have issues that other parties, you know, were also made alleged attacks. But we had to report on what we received, what was on our record as police as at that time. What we stated as police is the reports that we received. So according to the reports that we received as at that time, those are the, you know, the reports that I confirmed, that we confirmed the Zambia Police Service. I know the other party allegedly were also attacked, but as at that time, we did not receive the complaints or reports from the other parties. So if at all, Tons as well came and reported, not that complaint, would have included that in our statement. So with our statement, we gave out what we had.
Ngwerere Ward 22 independent aspiring ward councillor has pledged to accelerate the completion of the construction of a police post along Pendela Road once elected into office. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Kelvin Kaluga says the delay in the completion of the police post in the area has worsened the security situation in Ngwerere Ward 22 and hence the need to complete the police post on time. Mr. Kaluga says he will also reintroduce the neighborhood watch group as a measure of increasing security in the area and will as well ensure that youths are empowered through youth empowerment loans. Patriotic Front Deputy Secretary General for Administration Edwin Lifwekelo has warned the opposition to make no mistake as President Hage Hichilema is winning this year's election because he is the best place to redeem Zambia from economic hardships. Mr. Lifwekelo says the former ruling party owes President Hage Hichilema and UPND an apology, and instead of exhibiting pride and arrogance, there is need to be thankful to President Hage Hichilema for putting back the economy on its track. He says the opposition, in particular those from the former ruling party, are currently in a dilemma as they have lamentably failed to convince Zambians how they are going to improve lives beyond removing President Hage Hichilema. He has added that while ordinary Zambians continue battling the high cost of living because of mismanagement of the economy by the previous regime, the opposition have concentrated on grievances surrounding arrest and detention of political colleagues.
This is
Church News. A Lusaka-based pastor has advised men and women of God to always seek God's direction and guidance before undertaking deliverance activities in order to avoid negative outcomes. Jesus Affairs Prophetic and Deliverance Ministries resident pastor Lydia Sakeni says true servants of God should be guided by the Holy Spirit, who directs them on how to handle different spiritual matters. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Pastor Sakeni says there has been an increase in the number of people claiming to be sent by God when in reality they are practicing things that are not supported by biblical teachings and are consulting other spiritual forces. She was reacting to a recent viral incident involving a man claiming to be a man of God who allegedly attempted to perform an exorcism that did not end well for him. The incident attracted widespread public criticism and raised questions about the man's spiritual authority.
When you are a servant of God, the Holy Spirit should guide you. The Holy Spirit should guide you exactly what to do before you go to pray for somebody. So first, you have to ask God to give you guidance. I don't know what happened maybe to him if God told him to go and do what he did. Because if God was behind that, I don't think he was going to be defeated, because our God is more powerful than witch doctors and anything, because our God is more powerful. Because this time we have a lot of people are calling themselves, I'm a pastor, I'm a what, and you'll find them doing a lot of that different things, which is not in the Bible. And if it was really, he was really a man of God, I don't think what happens to him can happen to him.
We take a break.
The Zambian government acknowledges the concerns raised by the ambassador of the United States.
Stay informed all day long. Catch the latest headlines, in-depth reports, and current affairs that matter to you.
This is the One Love Radio News.
Join us for the news at 6:45.
The Minister of Mines and Minerals Development representing the President.
13 hours.
People should not take the law into their own hands.
And 18 hours.
Has demanded that Bill 7 should be withdrawn forthwith.
Covering the nation, telling the stories, and unpacking the issues affecting our country. This is your trusted source for the news, only on One Love Radio.
Reporting for One Love Radio News in Lusaka.
International news. International. Nigeria's army says it has freed 360 people abducted by Boko Haram in southern Borno. The operation took place in the Mandara Mountains, part of the militant group's stronghold. Army spokesperson Haruna Sani says the two infants succumbed to exhaustion due to the challenging mountainous